Nationwide, residents in high-crime areas often complain that police are slow to respond to their calls and don't have a relationship with the people in the community. Police have heard similar criticism from some Beatty's Ford Road residents, one of Charlotte's high-crime neighborhoods. To help improve relationships between police and residents there, officers are being assigned to foot patrols. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
CMPD Officer Montre Gilchrist is walking near Beatty's Ford Road with Officer Walter Webster.
You not frying fish today?
No, I'm not today.
They continue on past a busy bus stop at LaSalle and Taylor Streets. Last year, bright lights were put in and trees cut to make the bus stop less attractive for illegal activities. But Webster says,
still the same. Still a big drug area. We had a couple shootings here, actually, a couple weeks ago. So nobody got hurt, but this is where we have a lot of shots fired calls.
No witnesses came forward about the shooting, something Webster and Gilchrist hope the foot patrols will change as residents get to know them better.
It's kind of more of a trust thing when you see us out here walking along with everybody else, talking to them and trying to spend more time actually listening to their problems instead of jumping from call to call like we would normally do if we were driving.
CMPD started doing a few foot patrols in this community last fall. Now Webster and Gilchrist patrol the neighborhood on foot for about 2 hours, two or three times a day. As they continue their walk, the officers pass a man working on his car.
Hey, sir, how's it going? You getting it right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Another man offers them water, and as they approach one home, a young man sitting on a porch gets up quickly and opens the front door. Another man wearing a T-shirt and jeans comes out.
What's going on?
Doing, man?
Walk around, man.
I know you brought us a cattle.
You're right.
I'm okay with it. Nothing wrong with it.
We actually were walking up Estelle yesterday morning, and he was having a disturbance with a lady friend, and we helped them sort out their issues, and they went along peacefully.
Now he knows who you are.
Yeah, now he has no issues talking to us when we come by. Hopefully you keep that same respect. That way, if you ever have to deal with them again, he knows who you are.
This walk occurred after five police were killed in Dallas, but before the Baton Rouge police shootings. Webster says they realize they are more exposed on foot patrols, which is why they walk different routines every day.
Not everybody does like law enforcement. We always possibly could be a target. Every officer is vulnerable right now, but does it change the way I do things? No. He and I both feel we're confident in our work and we do the right thing. So I never really will feel uneasy at all in the neighborhood.
The police shootings are on residents' minds, too. Using a cane, this 90-year-old man walks Webster to the side of his neat lawn to talk privately about the recent police shootings. Webster patiently talks with him for 10 minutes in the hot sun before resuming the patrol. A couple of streets over, another elderly resident sitting on his porch with friends waves the officers over. He talks to them often, usually about his young grandson who was arrested last week.
What did you lock up for?
Every damn thing, $100,000 bond.
No, I told him he wasn't going to be able to stay out of trouble if he didn't quit.
I told him 100,000 times.
Well, maybe that time sitting there, he'll learn something.
Yeah, he's going to have to. He's going to have to. He's going to stay down there.
Well, I hate that our talks to him didn't work, but well, definitely call if you got any more issues, all right?
Okay.
According to CMPD officials, only the department's Central Division downtown has permanent foot patrol officers. Others are assigned when officers can be freed up. Al Austin represents the Beatty's Ford community.
It's not 24/7, but it is an opportunity for them to be on the ground, foot on the ground, building those relationships. Our desire is that we would have some 24/7 type of coverage, but we're doing what we can right now with the limited resources that we have.
Hey, y'all all right?
Back on Beatty's Ford Road, they spot a man they stopped a few days earlier. He and his friends acted suspiciously by ducking behind a shopping center when they saw the officers. Webster says they told them they were trespassing and to move on.
Most of our issues lie is going to be behind the actual shopping center. So if people see us more and get a sense of being comfortable that we're here, I think it'll eliminate half of our problems that's out here.
The officers spend most of their time in the residential section, but also check in with businesses such as Derek Johnson's one-way smokehouse on Bates Ford. Johnson also lives here.
Their presence is always going to make a difference, but is that going to be the solution? I don't know. You know, obviously, when they're present, things are different. When they leave...
At the beauty supply store next door, owner Waleed Aboga says he remembers when police walked the area years ago. He's glad they're back.
My business majority is a lady, so when they look at it, you know, more police in the street, they like it. They're more safe for them.
The officers talked to Aboga a few minutes about concerns he has. Before wrapping up for the day, Webster spotted a woman in a car who they've been looking for because of numerous warrants out on her.
The gray one that backed out of here, that was her. At least now we know what she's in now.
And you think you had a better view by walking as opposed to being in your car?
I would have never been able to pull it off driving. I would have never paid attention enough to look, to be honest. Be a lot more observant, watching, trying to watch everything while you're walking.
And people here expect that of them.
Y'all seen where old boy went right here?
We just walked up.
For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.
Nah, he might have went over the pump. Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Shoot, it's not working.